HarperCollins presents Quint by Robert Lautner, read by Nick Landrum. Sometimes a man stands up during supper and walks outdoors and keeps on walking because of a church that stands somewhere in the east. And his children say blessings on him as if he were dead. And another man, who remains inside his own house, dies there, inside the dishes and in the glasses, so that his children have to go far out into the world toward that same church, which he forgot. Sometimes a man stands up. Rainer Maria Rilke. "Shall I tell you something?" asked Pinocchio, who was beginning to lose patience. "Of all the trades in the world, there is only one that really suits me. And what can that be? That of eating, drinking, sleeping, playing, and wandering around from morning till night." "Let me tell you, for your own good, Pinocchio," said the talking cricket in his calm voice, "that those who follow that trade always end up in the hospital or in prison." The Adventures of Pinocchio, Carlo Lorenzini. Prologue. Amity Island, January 1977. Everyone remembers our summer of 75, and even those who weren't residents at the time have heard the stories. Our chief of police had taken it upon himself to hire, from our dollars, a local fisherman to go out with some oceanographic fellow to hunt a suggested shark that had supposedly injured some bathers along our beautiful shores in the days before our 4th of July weekend here on our beloved island. Reluctantly, I myself sanctioned his request, if only to placate the concerns of a small minority of our residents and to exercise every available option, if indeed there was any risk to the populace's and visitors' beach activities over the holiday weekend. What followed was a terrible disaster, which resulted in not only the loss of a vessel, but the death of our very own Captain Quint, the owner of said vessel. Fortunately, the season was not too unduly spoiled, and Amity still remains the choice destination for our discerning friends everywhere. Amity, as you know, means friendship. As it was I, in my former capacity as a realtor on the island, who had originally leased Mr. Quint the land from which he operated his charter business, and the deceased having no known living family, I appointed myself his executor, as is within my remit as freeholder of his land. Although not a popular islander, Mr. Quint was certainly known and respected throughout our community, and his death saddened a fair few of us, particularly Salvatore, a local fisherman who sometimes assisted Quint with his charters. It was only after I accepted his estate and effects that I established that Mr. Quint was a war veteran and, surprisingly, a survivor of one of the greatest naval tragedies in U.S. history. This manuscript, written sometime around 1968, was part of his effects and thus in my ownership. Apart from some artistic embellishments from the publisher, it is as I took possession of it. Larry Vaughan, Mayor. 1. Merritt Island.
"I says a woman should take you as she finds, and if you found her in a bar with her elbows in whiskey, on a stool too small for her ass, she should be more grateful that you found her at all. Carried that ass home, even bought it a bed, and watched the moon over her shoulder as she humped on top of me and tried to break my hips every night. That woman could go, and she took it righteously, never made a sound, concentrated as a Chinaman. I was 27 when I wed her. My wife since leaving the Navy. My last wife. My third. You might think it young for a man to have three wives by 27, but that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?